welcome back to another episode of Classroom Radio. I'm Mr. Reynoso, your host with the most. Maybe not. Well, I'm getting weird looks from my guests today. I don't. Maybe I'm not the host with the most. I'm just the host that you have to put up with. That's all there is to it. All right. So I've got. We're doing things a little differently. We don't have a live studio audience, but we do have live guests. We have from the class of 2024. We have Tomasina.
Hi.
We have Julia.
Hello.
And we have Ray.
Hello.
All right. And so And then we might have a fourth guest who volunteered to be on Classroom Radio. I don't know if they're going to come up here or not. But anyway, no live studio audience. The rest of the studio audience is out during their lunch break. And so we're going to try and record a quick episode of Classroom Radio here with my esteemed guests here. And the topic today is the next 4 years of your life. Let's try and encompass that in about 10 minutes or so, shall we?
No.
All right, so we've had visits from, I call them the big three, Jesuit, Christian Brothers, and St. Francis. We've had visits from the three high schools. You've had open houses that you possibly have gone to. And coming up soon, we have Shadow Days. So first thing, I'm going to just go right across the board. Are the choices that you have between Christian Brothers and St. Francis, are those one of the two schools that you're going to? Just yes or no? You don't have to say which one yet.
Yes.
Tomasina?
Yes.
And Julia?
Yes.
And
maybe.
Maybe. Okay, so there's another choice that could play into it. All right, that's fine. That'll be great to get that perspective. All right, so let's talk about the visits when they came here. What were some of the things that stood out to you between the visits of St. Francis and Christian Brothers? Tomasina, we'll start with you.
I feel like Christian Brothers was, they told us a lot more of like the educational side. I mean, they did talk about the clubs and stuff, but they made it a lot more informational. Okay. St. Francis tried to play into like how, like the community side and how much of a good time you'd have there.
Okay.
And it's interesting to see how, even though they're kind of similar schools, they have like opposite ways of talking to us.
Okay. Tomasina, what was something that stood out to you about the differences or similarities between the Christian Brothers visit and the St. Francis visit? I said Tomasina, and I'm looking right at Julia as I'm saying that. It's Friday. My brain is fried. So, Julia, I was wondering, why aren't you answering me? Because you said the wrong name, Mr. Piscopo Williams. Oh, okay. All right, Julia. What was something that stood out to you between the Christian Brothers and the St. Francis presentation?
I definitely noticed that the CB visit was definitely more focused on academics, but I noticed the St. Francis visit. They were trying to be a lot more interactive with the students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things I do know that I appreciate about the St. Francis visit is the breaking up into groups, and you're not just sitting there listening to them. And I think of the three, they're the only high school that does that. And I really wish sometimes that might be kind of tough to do with Christian Brothers, and because you have the entire class there.
Yeah.
But I think when with St. Francis, you generally have about half, in our case, a little more than half, so you can break it up into groups. And Ray, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling people by the wrong name. So what was something that stood out to you between those two visits, between Christian Brothers and St. Francis?
Okay, so like CB was really in-depth, and like they told us like about everything in their school. And so I think it was more informational, but like St. Francis, it was really informational, but like definitely more on like the fun side of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There wasn't really a lot on the academics. And
but if I may ask, in your opinion, isn't fun an important part of the high school experience?
But I don't know if I really learned anything about the academic side. And it just felt like they're kind of holding back information. At least that's what it felt like.
Well, I mean, I can tell you for a fact that St. Francis has a very rigorous academic side. But I think one of the things that we need to keep in mind is that fun, as I've got members, as I've got my guests, I don't know what kind of dance that was that they were doing. Is that the rigorous dance?
Either way,
that fun's an important part of the high school experience. All right, now let's talk about Shadow Days. Tomasina, did you go to, you had an opportunity to
open house.
The St. Francis Shadow Day and the Christian Brothers Shadow Day. Did you go to those two?
I went to the
Open house.
I'm sorry, Saturday's open house. Thank you. See, where would I be without you guys?
I don't know.
So let's go back. Rewind. All right, so you had the open house, just as I said. You fell into my trap. Did you go to both open houses?
I did. We all went to both open houses.
All three of you went to them.
Pretty much together.
So what's something that stood out to you about the open house experience?
I don't know. I mean, there was definitely a lot. I think the open houses definitely reflected the visits because St. Francis was, like, engaging because they had a bunch of, like, dance and theater presentations and I feel like their tours, well, at least because I got Isabella Herger on my tour, she was very good at touring, and she went to every single part of the school and gave some information on it, and I thought there was a lot of interesting things there. And then for CB, it was a bigger campus, so there was a lot to look at, so we didn't look at everything, but they had some pretty impressive things there. And some cool classes.
Do you think the open house helped answer? You were saying earlier that the visits that one school didn't go into too much detail about the academics. Do you feel like the open house kind of filled in those gaps for you, in particular with the clubs and programs that you're interested in?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think because you got at CB, you got to tour around the clubs, and that was a big part. Not as big as St. Francis because they had it in one small part.
Yeah.
In CB, it was like definitely one of the main attractions. It was like a giant thing. And that was really interesting, and I liked that.
Okay. And Julia, how about you? What was the open house experience like for you?
Since all of us went together, since all of us are such art nerds, we were definitely interested in the arts, and I definitely noticed that a big difference between CB and St. Francis is that St. Francis has all of their arts programs in, like, the same, like, building area.
Yeah.
Whereas with CB, it's, like, kind of sprinkled around the campus.
Yeah. Which one do you prefer? Everything centrally located or sprinkled throughout the campus? I love that phrase, sprinkled throughout the campus.
Sounds so magical.
Yeah. Which do you prefer, personally?
I kind of like everything close together, so I'm not, like, I need to be halfway across the campus as of 3 minutes.
Which is going to be one of the bigger culture shocks, even if with everything centralized and the St. Francis High School being a smaller campus, still that, I've got 5 minutes to get across campus, or I got to go to this room or that room, and that's going to be something. How about you, Ray? What was something that stood out to you about the open house experience? As you're being distracted by the dancing of Thomasina and Julia, that I have no idea what's going on there.
It's a pizza dance.
It's too bad this isn't a video podcast.
I know. No one could tell what we're doing. Nobody would know.
I'm sure anyone listening who has any experience dealing with you guys has a pretty good idea
of the silliness going on.
All right, let's get back to this. Right. What's something that stood out to you about the open house?
Okay, so the open houses were really informational. And that's, I felt a little, like, information held back by the CB, St. Francis visit, but when I went to their open house, I learned a lot about, like, what they had to offer.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish they talked more about their campus, because it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like how, like, close together it is, and they have, like, a really nice courtyard, and, so I said it's, like, only one floor.
Yeah.
So, because, like, in CB, when we went there, we were going through so many stairs.
Your stairs were dangerous.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. And then if you decide in 4 years' time or 4 or 5 years' time, if you decide to embark on the college circuit, then you'll see how some colleges are pretty much a city. And you have to drive from one place to one class to another. But so we've got the Shatterdays coming up, and you have your first Shatterday coming up at the end of the month on October 27th. You'll be going to St. Francis High School. It sounds like the open house helped answer some questions, helped fill in some gaps of what your possible high school experience could be. for this first Shatterday at St. Francis, what's something that you're looking forward to? What's something, you know, you're going to be immersed in the culture of the school day. At least that's what I think will be happening, that you'll see what an average school day is like. So what's something you hope to experience, Thomasina?
Well, at least for me, I'm extremely on the fence between the two high schools.
Okay.
Like, they're both, I really like them both, and I think I'll do okay at, like, both of them.
Yeah.
There's so many factors to consider,
mm-hmm.
But I feel like the environment is a big one for me, and if I have, like, an environment that makes me feel good. So everybody always says that the shadow days are, like, a huge, like,
yeah.
deciding factor in, like, the two high schools' environments are so different that you'll, like, see it there. I just really hope that I can make a decision.
How about you, Julia?
What
are you hoping to get out of the shadow days?
I really, since we're all such, again, art nerds, I really want to see the arts programs more in depth, because that's going to be a huge determining factor.
Is there
for
a particular area of the arts that you're leaning towards?
I lean more towards visual arts.
Okay.
A couple of my friends here, they like performing arts too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so with the St. Francis Shatterday, sorry, open house,
mm-hmm.
we kind of watch by the art.
How could you confuse those two?
It's a disease.
We kind of watch by the art room, like, that's the art room.
Uh-huh.
Next part of the tour, and at CB we got to, like, walk around the art room.
Okay.
It was a bit different.
Yeah. It was a little fast.
Yeah.
Right.
So getting a chance to see the area that you really want to focus in
yeah.
on. And between those two, are you leaning one? You don't have to say which one. Are you leaning one way or the other?
I'm kind of on the fence because.
Okay. So you would say you're about the same as Thomasina. It's like, okay, let's see what it's like in there.
Yeah.
All right. What's something you're looking forward to in terms of the Shatterday, this first one that you've got coming up in October 27th at St. Francis, right?
So I don't plan to go to St. Francis at all. I just want to really look at the courses and clubs that they have to offer, so then I can make my decision between public high school and CB.
Okay. So your choice is between a public high school, I'm assuming something local to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Or Christian Brothers. So what do you think you can gain from shadowing at St. Francis?
Definitely, like, what courses are just offered, and,
mm-hmm.
like, how, like, the environments are like, so.
Okay. Well, I think we'll close off with this last one, and you don't have to answer if you don't feel comfortable answering. Any anxieties about Shadow Day? Any nervousness? And anxiety can also be excitement either. It could be some sort of level of excitement. So any level of excitement or anxiety about the Shadow Day? Thomasina, we'll start with you.
Yes.
And next question. Yes, there is anxiety. You asked a yes-no question, and there's my answer.
I mean, it is. I mean, I am excited
yeah.
to tour both the schools, but at the same time, I feel like some part of me tells me that if I can't make a decision then I won't make a decision. That's kind of a bit scary. And, like, I mean, I can't just go to both schools. I have to go to one school. But I'm always worried about missing out something at the other school.
Honest question. I know what I'd like the answer to be. Who's the first person you're going to ask for their advice? Honestly, who, if you're still on the fence after both Shatterdays, you go to St. Francis Shatterday, you go to Christian Brothers Shatterday, and you're still undecided, who's the first person you would go to for advice?
Me, obviously.
I'm like, do you want me to see you?
I mean, I wish you would say, why you, Mr. Reynoso? But honestly, would your friends, you don't have to pick and choose a friend. Would it be your friends? Would it be your parents?
I got you pizza.
Members of those schools, who would be the first person you would go to, probably?
So first of all, I value my parents' opinion, but at the same time, I don't want them making the decision for me, because they're not going to the high school.
Yeah.
I'm going to the high school. So,
and
I
from
mean,
what I know about your parents, they would really take
yeah.
your...
I mean, they're okay. They like both schools.
Yeah.
My dad is really into Dad's Club at St. Francis.
Yeah.
Mine too. He like
yeah.
I know. They were like so
that is one
about
that. Now,
and
now Christian Mothers
guy,
does a lot
like
does a lot
club.
For their parent community as well. But St.
Yeah.
Francis really does a lot for the dads and of St. Francis.
So yeah, it is kind of about them, but not.
Julia, how about you? Any anxiety, excitement about Shadow Days, that especially this first one coming up to St. Francis?
I definitely have a lot of anxiety, again, because same thing as Tom, because she just loves to say what I'm thinking before I can. That's gross, Tom.
Well, it's all the seating placement. She's sitting immediately to my left. You're right in the middle. So there you go.
And not being able to make a decision. And also, I guess, like, I'm probably also afraid of, like, being disappointed by something I expect.
Oh, so true.
Well, I think that's natural to set your expectations at a certain level. So I think the best thing, my advice would be the best thing is going, just an open mind, open heart. I have little to no expectations, and so they'd be blown away by whatever you see. Would you say that your level of anxiety is very low? I'm talking to Ray right now, and St. Francis isn't on the option list. It's either Christian Brothers or the public school. So what do you think you'll gain from going there?
Definitely just the experience of being in a high school for a day.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to see some of my friends from last year.
I would say, and I would venture to guess that since you, I'm not going there, I'm not going to go there, and so you'll probably gain a lot because your expectations, you haven't even set expectations.
Yeah.
You're not like going in to investigate and research. You're just like, let's check this out.
Yeah.
And you could, there's a chance you could walk away. Now, what are you going to do, though, if you walk away from there and you say, oh, my gosh, I want to be there. That's the school I want to go to. Now, you may not think that's going to happen, but what are you going to do? That's what I want.
Not go to the school.
Be unhappy.
It'll be really, I think it's going to be really interesting. We should definitely touch base. I think that the four of us should definitely sit down after the St. Francis Shadow Day. We'll do a quick mini episode, maybe a quick, not a 20-minute episode like this one, but a quick 5-minute episode, and then we'll do another one after the CB Shadow Day, and we'll go from there. All right. Any closing words? Any words of advice to
Banana.
Your members of your fellow class of 2024? Members who are going to the St. Francis High School Saturday. Any words of advice for them?
I'm rapping all day, I'm rapping all night, I wrap it to the beat, and I wrap it up tight.
Okay.
I already regret asking that question. All right. Drop some rhymes, as the kids say. No, Julia. Any words of advice? Julia, any words of advice for our class?
Definitely check out the areas you're interested in, and also learn the pizza dance.
The pizza. Well, that was a pizza dance, I'm
maybe.
Assuming. All right.
Yes.
And Ray, any words of advice for the class of 2024, especially the members going on our Saturday on October 27th?
Go with an open mind, and also know that Miss Reynoso is the host with the most empty coffee mugs.
There you go, and that's why they were chosen for this episode of Classroom Radio. This has been Mr. Reynoso, and we don't have a studio audience, but I've got three amazing guests, and they're going to clap right now, and they're doing the pizza dance while they're clapping.
No, we're not.
Oh,
we
weekend,
are.
Where are you?